Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good Friday morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be back with you. Aren't you glad it's Friday?
Yeah!
And aren't you glad we survived snowpocalypse?
Woo!
Yeah. Where I want to begin may sound kind of counterintuitive based on so many of the comments I've made in recent weeks about the importance of engaging people unlike ourselves, trying to bridge the divide relationally, because I very much believe those things need to happen. But at the same time, this is not a contradiction from what I've said before, but it's really a paradox. I think it's a both-and sort of thing. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the ability to be able to relate and engage people who are different than ourselves and have different perspectives entirely, who may be diametrically opposed to our values and ideas. By the way, I have to get this in. An old coworker of mine years ago posted something just a few minutes ago. And it was just boasting about how Canadians, with the operation of their system, we're spending four times as much with our system, our healthcare system. I'm trying to find this post here. Here it is. U.S. health system costs four times more to run than Canada's single-payer system. Now, just think, use your mind just for a moment and ask yourself a number of questions. Aren't we comparing apples and oranges here? Think of the country the size of the United States of America, and you're comparing that to Canada. And as you probably suspect, there are a number of variables here that could account for differences. But by the way, I posted an article in response to my friend. Read this to balance your perspective on the overly romanticized Canada system. Do you know what it is? It's an article, not some right-wing publication. It's a Canadian journal. Do you know what it's called? The title of this piece back in November? Dying for Timely Healthcare. Dying. There's a reason for that, because people are dying for timely health care. You ever notice how people just don't recognize what they have and how thankful they ought to be for what they have? I'm thankful. I think I shared with you the story about the Canadian woman I interviewed who had a brain tumor similar to mine, came to the United States just to get the MRI. And ultimately the surgery, because the wait time would have been months. How about if you have stage 4 throat cancer? Do you want to wait? Do you want to wait for diagnostic tests and then treatment? Well, the person in this story did. Wonderfully, this person survived to tell the story, but is not happy about it. I wouldn't be either. Stage 4 cancer, and you're going to get told to wait. the nerve. All of this, to go back to where I am starting the broadcast today, there are times when you simply cannot agree and cannot work things out. And sometimes the best thing to do is to separate. This has all kinds of implications. And I find it ironic. We've got people who are so determined and hell-bent. In fact, this book that I'm reading, Taboo, just addressed the subject of the welfare society and how it has further facilitated the destruction of the nuclear family in America. Well, really, the Western world in general. You notice how cavalier people are about relationships? They'll break up over anything. But you notice the government is supposed to be sacrosanct. Oh, no, we've got to keep that intact. We've got to keep big government. We've got to keep big states intact. You know, if marriage isn't sacrosanct, who gives a crap about your country or your state staying intact? Now, this may sound kind of... Somebody's probably scratching their head right now. What is he talking about? Sometimes there's a place to separate. I've told you about what's going on now with West Virginia and Virginia. Washington Times has a great piece. Secession fever spikes in five states as conservatives seek to escape blue rule. Before I go into this story, let me just suggest to you, I would love to see a contest. Let's have a contest between red and blue states. Red states follow sound economic policies, free market principles, and I'm not talking about cronyism. Because I will tell you, some of these Republican-run states, they're awful. They are terrible. Because there's a lot of cronyism. You have kind of a mixed bag. Yes, do they have some good policies? Absolutely. But is there a lot of corruption? Yes, there's that too. But overall, a contest between at least some moderately conservative ideas and bat-crazy liberal ideas like New York City, San Francisco. John was reaching for the button just in case.
I was ready.
Seriously. Let's have a contest. Let's see which states succeed and which ones just implode from the lack of viability of those programs. Here's just a general picture of the landscape, and we're going to talk more about this coming up. Oregonians seeking to cascade into Idaho. Did you know this is going on? Virginians who identify as West Virginians. Illinoisans fighting to escape Chicago. California's dreaming of starting a 51st state. And New Yorkers who think three states are better than one. Oh boy, that would really cause the liberals to blow a gasket. Oh no, we cannot separate New York. See, the truth of the matter is, before we even dissect this, you know as well as I do, much of this is about power. If you can take a state, you can take a state that is pretty sizable and especially has a lot of electoral votes, and you can dominate that with liberalism. The money, the power, it's wonderful. Who cares how many people you disenfranchise in the process? See, the thing about true conservatism and libertarianism, it's really not about imposing things on people. It's about letting people live their lives in freedom and without being molested by government. If you have any question about that, just look at Mr. Bloomberg and you can see how much they want to meddle in our affairs to the point of trying to regulate drink sizes. That's liberalism for you. Let's have a contest. Freedom versus tyranny. I think we know what will end up happening. We'll talk about these contests coming up. Talking about secession fever, five states. Five states. We begin here. Oregon, controlled by the northwest portion of the state. The crazy portion. Portland to Eugene. That's urban land, and the decisions are not really representing rural Oregon. That's according to the president of Move Oregon's Border for a Greater Idaho. They have their agenda, they're moving forward with it, and they're not listening to us. That's a problem, isn't it? In Virginia, the newly elected Democratic majority's progressive legislation on issues like gun rights has spurned Vexit, or Virginia Exit, a campaign to merge right-tilting rural counties into neighboring West Virginia. And the organizers there say this has the potential to catch fire nationwide. One of the leaders, a former member of the Campbell County Board of Supervisors, says, to be honest, if this works, you've got a lot of red areas in this country that are totally dominated by a blue metropolis. If it works in Virginia, there's no reason it can't reshape the political map. This story, the Washington Times, talks about the fact these campaigns are long shots. No state has split off since West Virginia was carved for Virginia. That happened way back in 1863. But there's growing interest, with people living outside cities wrestle with the consequences of a Supreme Court decision, Reynolds versus Sims, an unfortunate decision. The ruling established the principle of one man, one vote, effectively eliminating state legislative districts appointed by county or geography instead of population, which hobbled the influence of smaller and rural communities. Illinois State Representative Brad Holbrook, who has introduced a resolution to spin off Chicago and declare it the 51st state, said downstate voices are simply not being heard, because we've been forced into this democracy that's concentrated power into a small geographical area of the state. You know what's intriguing about this? This is the very thing the founders wanted to prevent with the Electoral College for the country. And what they wanted to prevent for country is now happening in states. And the only solution may be some type of reformation. Let it happen. I don't have any problem with this at all. Do you? Senator Everett Dirksen said that with Reynolds versus Sims, the major metropolitan areas, the large population centers, are going to control the rest of the state. That's what happened with Illinois, California, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, New York. This Republican acknowledged the bill isn't going anywhere without a popular uprising. And that's where G.H. Merritt comes in. She heads New Illinois, a grassroots nonprofit seeking to kick Chicago out of Illinois using the Article 4 process, which requires the consent of the legislature and Congress. Here's what Ms. Merritt said. We have operations in 49 of 102 counties. We kind of compare it to the way Solidarity worked in Poland, where the people just decided they were done and they transitioned from a communist government to a democracy without having a civil war. If they can pull this off, that would be miraculous. Hers is not the only secession group in the land of Lincoln. Illinois' separation has taken a different route with county ballot referendums that instruct local officials to correspond with Cook County about the possibility of separating from the city of Chicago. So far, the group has qualified 3 measures for the March 17th primary ballot, 9 for the November 3rd general election. In New York, Divide New York State has for years championed the idea of 3 autonomous self-governing regions, eliminating the need for Congress to separate states. More ambitious in New California, seeking to create a 51st state, and CalExit, which wants to make California its own nation. That may not be a bad idea, too. Spin that one off. In Oregon, three counties have agreed to place a measure on the ballot instructing local officials to begin negotiations to relocate the Oregon-Idaho border to make this county a county of Idaho. This is a border readjustment and not really secession, according to these folks. This proposal is different from secession because it's simply a shift in borders. It doesn't affect the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. It does not create a new state or increase the number of states. So far, several Oregon Republicans have endorsed this idea, including one Republican leader who said in an email to CNN he would welcome the idea to serve on the Greater Idaho Legislature. They'd also like to have a little more autonomy, a little more control, a little more freedom. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice. We told you about him. He's already put out the welcome mat and a state concurrent resolution inviting Virginia counties to cross over recently cleared a House committee and enjoys overwhelming support, according to its sponsor. Now, that's the easy part, the West Virginia side. Big difference is this is the first time another state has made the offer to take them. This has never happened. There's been very little pushback. The resolution, according to this person, has tripartisan support. Because not only does it have Republicans and Democrats, the lone independent is also in favor of it. So far, though, blue states have shown very little interest in parting with their taxpayers on electoral votes. This is the key, ladies and gentlemen. This is not really about the people. Because if you really care about the people, and the people don't want to be with you, let them go. Isn't this relationship advice you give people? I cannot tell you how many times I've had this conversation just in the past couple of weeks about relational problems where people are trying to save somebody else. Or they're trying, oh, he's trying, she's trying. Screw it. If the person doesn't care, let them go. Let them go. And it's the same thing. If we're going to do that with people, why can't we do that with things, with entities, with organizations that no longer serve the higher purpose? Is that a bad thing? This is why these blue states are going to resist. It's power. It's money. Governor Ralph Northam's spokeswoman has dismissed all of the hubbub as election year politics. Chicago's mayor said last year, I don't have any concerns of any secession effort actually taking hold. The idea fell flat at a recent meeting of the Tazewell County, Virginia Board of Supervisors, who added the board caught hell in the media for even discussing the proposal. There were a few citizens that showed up that thought that was a good idea, but overwhelmingly had zero support from anybody in the government. The reality of this, something like this, is not even within the purview of the Board of Supervisors. That would be a legislative function between the two states to change their territories. This is an uphill climb, no question about it. History professor at University of Lynchburg said the idea of moving Virginia counties to West Virginia is legal under Article 4, but gaining the approval of both state legislatures and Congress, that's a problem. Love to get your thoughts on this. Is this the right type of thinking? You can't work together? Separate. Sounds good to me.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we're starting off today talking about secession or realignment, however you want to describe it. Let's go out to John and Matthews. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Vince. How are you doing?
Doing well, sir.
I grew up about 90 miles north of New York City, and in late 60s, maybe early 70s, there used to be a TV show called The 51st State, and it was about people in New York City who wanted to break off and become their own state. I wish they were successful.
And you understand why it doesn't happen, don't you?
I was too young to remember exactly what was going on or you know, the political side of it, why it didn't come about, but
you
it was
certainly...
more the liberals. I think Rockefeller may have been governor at the time, Republican governor, and I think that they just wanted to break off from that.
How times have changed since then, John. I very much appreciate your call. Very different lineup. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. And I've shared with you this story from the Washington Times. Secession fever spikes in 5 states. Conservatives seeking to escape blue rule. And in wrapping this up, I told you what this is all about. It's not complicated at all. It's about money and power. The liberals do not want to lose the money. They do not want to lose the power. That's what this all comes down to. One person who has a contrary view on this, even though West Virginia did split from Virginia during the Civil War, one man says the move was legally dubious at the time and only approved because of the prospect of civil war. He says instead of trying to rearrange state borders or form a new state, foes argue that disaffected residents should simply try to win back the state legislature. But in states like Virginia, with growing urban population centers, you and I know that's not going to happen. It's just not possible. A losing battle. The demographics in Virginia are not good. The federal government employee base is more and more of the voting population in Virginia every year. Northern Virginia is more and more dominant every year. And the giant red rest of red Virginia is overwhelmed by blue Northern Virginia. It's a losing demographic war. In West Virginia, they're arguing liberal state Democratic legislators in Virginia should seize the opportunity to unload their deplorables. Yes, someone's actually made this argument. If they get rid of the ones that are supposedly their problem, they could have a supermajority with what's left in the legislature so that they could pass the liberal utopia that they really want. Let's see if this argument gets any traction. I suspect that's not going to happen. What are your thoughts? Am I completely out to lunch on this idea? Or would you love to see this kind of thing happen all across the country? Over on the text line, we also talked about health care. This texter says, it isn't any wonder Canada depends so much less on health care. They treat fewer people with less treatments. Wonder how much they spend on funerals. That's a good question. Referring to the Pacific Northwest, all they do in Portland is train Antifa to spread their insurrection nationwide. Vince, the answer for states is to adopt a state electoral college where each county gets one vote. That is from Dwight. There's a clever idea. Chicago is where the Hispanics are going to buy their driver's licenses. I know some that have done so. Really? Well, it doesn't surprise me at all. Vince, the truth about Canada's healthcare system, everyone in that liberal frozen wasteland is taxed at almost 60%. So it sure as hell ain't free healthcare. If we asked our fellow Americans would they give up 60% of their income only to have to wait 6 to 8 months to be seen at the hospital, their answer would be hell no. Of course. This is not what you're hearing at all from the fine folks who are running for president. They're not telling you this part of the story. That rationing is right around the corner once health care for all is implemented. Medicare for all. The reason we leave personal relationships is because we possess personal sovereignty. Individuals who unite in purpose share their sovereignty. Any sovereign entity may decide to end its contractual or practical relationship with any other entity if that other entity breaches the rights of the offended party and fails to make amends. Yep. Isn't this what we did to found the country in the first place? Did we not basically put together kind of a letter of divorce and say we're done, we're finished? Why can't other people do that? Why not? Government of the people, by the people, for the people has perished from the face of the earth, or at least in the United States. Yeah. Why not release areas they're not feeling represented by their government? Otherwise, it's really a form of slavery. But then again, slavery does provide 100% employment. America, America, ideal situation. Man, woman, married. Anything outside of this can be considered human sexual garbage. How in the world we get here? Who openly practices such garbage now in presidential race? I assume this is a reference to Mr. Buttigieg, who we have a question opposed to a little bit later on in the program today. Vince, if 5 to 10 sets of counties and states you mentioned could break off and become new states with 2 senators and reps, you have new political alignment. You better believe it. And new red states. Mary, you are correct. This is what could happen. Let's go out to Scott in Greenville. Got about a minute, Scott.
All right, Vince. Good afternoon, good morning, and I'll try to get it all in 1 minute. Secession is probably an extreme reaction, a last resort, if you will. There's a lot of things that we can do prior to secession, and it's not just a matter of getting out and voting at the polling booths. I suggest people start voting with their wallets, and I'm going to give you an example here in Greenville. I was invited out with another couple over last weekend, got to the restaurant that they wanted to go to, and there on the front door is the legally enforceable no concealed handguns sign. Now, I was with 3 other people at the moment, so I wasn't going to create a fuss. I went ahead, I went inside, but that is the last time that I will go in that restaurant, because those people not only do not support my right to carry a concealed weapon, but those are the type of people that are going to vote for other Democrat issues. So if you see that sign, you know that that person is not voting in alignment with you. Don't spend your money there.
Yep. There you go. That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Appreciate your call there, Scott. And I so appreciate what you shared. See, what I like about people like Scott, he has a very strong conviction. But you know what? He was also considering the people he was with. Those relationships were valuable enough to him. It's like, I'm not going to do that right now. I can deal with this issue later. Right now, I'm with my friends. Such wisdom there, Scott. Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. Over on the text line, we have health care for all. We don't have health insurance for all. That's a good observation. And we shouldn't. I think insurance in general is why prices are so high. No one knows what they pay or bothers to shop. This is a brilliant text. I was just thinking about this morning. And again, this is Vince Coakley fantasy thinking here. What if everybody in America today just decided, and not just, you know, us as healthcare consumers and people in the medical profession, all decided, you know what? Screw the insurance companies. We're going to work together. Doctors say, you know what? I'm just going to work with my patients. The ones who can't afford to pay? Let's see what we can do out in the community to figure out a community solution to meeting their need so those patients can still come to me. Let's cut out the middlemen. Let's cut them all out. The government, insurance companies, cut them all out. See, the problem is what people want is they want an air of security. And this is what the government has given them. With some stupid card. Somehow you're covered. Whatever that means. But understand, it's about control. It's about money and power. Same thing we were talking about the secession discussion. Money and power. You can't argue with leftists because any past instances you use to support your argument they believe don't matter. Communist socialism has failed everywhere. And they will argue they just didn't do it right. But we will. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I would love for us to have a president that has a first man in the White House. But let's not talk about that now. Really? Is that what you're looking for? I think this person, I suspect, is being facetious. Alan out of Greer says, as one on Medicare, no, Medicare sucks. So trust me, Medicare for all will suck too. Yeah, why would you spread that to other people? Vince, did Scott go in carrying and break the law, or would he say, hold on, I have to run back to my car, put gun away, give up his Second Amendment right? Well, I'm sure he did whatever is necessary to comply for the evening. Good morning, Vince. Have a CWP myself. I'm under the assumption that you cannot have a concealed weapon in any establishment that serves alcohol. And I may be wrong, but I believe that's the law. Great show. Thank you. That is Bill out of Greer. On Little House on the Prairie, all you had to give Doc was a chicken or some eggs. Oh my, how times have changed. Yes, times have changed. Health insurance should work like car insurance. You have to develop that one a little bit better. I'd like to know a little bit more about what you're thinking. Love your bumper tunes. If progressive liberals are so concerned about the wealthy and being rich, why don't they give everyone the ability to become rich? More money, more power for all, right? Boy, that's a great plan. That's not what they're looking for. You should be ashamed of yourself for suggesting that. Some unfortunate news to tell you about, and I suspect this is going to be a pattern. A panel of federal judges struck down a Mississippi ban on abortions past the point of detectable fetal heartbeat, a gestation period of about 6 weeks. Decision by a three-judge panel blocks the law and upholds an earlier decision issued in May 2019. The decision comes after the same court ruled to block a separate 15-week abortion ban. So the only good thing about this is the possibility this could get bumped up to the Supreme Court, which maybe, in a place to do the right thing. Whether that happens or not, who knows? Let's talk about Ilhan Omar. Now, the critics would say, those of us in the conservative community are just beating up on this poor immigrant woman because she's an immigrant. And because she's Muslim. What would you say if I told you somebody in her community is now speaking up about her shenanigans? That's the new development. And Johnny, do you want to take a wild guess as to what media agency is reporting this story? One wild guess. Based on what I've said to you before about journalism in America. There's a big hint.
Is that the New York Times?
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, no, no, no.
Smart aleck.
The Onion.
It's the UK Daily Mail.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Once again.
The straight shooters. Yeah,
once again, they're doing journalism while the Post and all these other American agencies are doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. UK Daily Mail reporting Ilhan Omar did marry her brother. And said she would do what she had to do to get him papers to keep him in the U.S. This is according to a Somali community leader. Somali. Now, again, I ask you, I suspect this person was not very difficult to find at all. All you have to do is go ask people. Go do a news story. Rather than following these people around and looking for opportunities to hear inflammatory comments out of them. So you can fan the flames even further of discord in this country with people who, frankly, are un-American like her. And I don't hesitate to say that. I will say it again. This woman is un-American and has no business in Congress. And what's sad to me is you have Americans who voted to put her in office, which tells me a whole lot about their level of understanding about America and Americanism. But I digress. Here's what this story is reporting. Ilhan Omar told friends years ago the man who went on to become her second husband was in fact her brother. This is now confirmed by the UK Daily Mail.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.